can't let Bill be a lifeguard up at the lodge without me around. One of those scheming, brazen, good-for-nothing females is going to pretend she's John and try to get friendly with my Bill. I just know it. That's the way I met him myself.
Well, neighbors, Beulah's boyfriend, Bill, is going to be a lifeguard up at Tweed Air Lodge in order to get himself a free 2-week vacation. And Beulah is planning to be at the lodge at the same time with her girlfriend, Oriole.
Yeah, but complications set in, Mr. Miller.
Oh?
It turns out that Bill starts being a lifeguard on July the 1st, and my vacation doesn't start till the 15th. Because that's when the folks are leaving for their auto trip to Mexico.
Well, then you won't be able to be up there when Bill is.
Well, that's why I'm so upset. Mm. If Bill's a lifeguard, he's going to be surrounded by all those man-chasing women, and I won't be around to protect my interests.
Hey, Beulah, you've got a point there.
Sure. I've been chasing him myself for 7 years, and I want to be sure and be there when he finally runs out of breath. Oh, I'm so upset, I can't even keep my mind on my housework.
Hey, Beulah, is anything wrong?
Oh, no, ma'am. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, well, now, look, you've got something on your mind. What is it?
Well, it's my vacation up at Tweed Air Lodge, Miss Alice. I'm going up there on the 15th, and my Bill's going up there on the 1st. But we won't be together.
Oh, that's a shame.
And you know how those single girls flock around lifeguards. They'll be buzzing around Bill like flies around a horse's tail. And I want to be there to swat them.
Well, now, I wouldn't worry about that, Julie. You know Bill will only have you on his mind.
Maybe so, Miss Alice. But while I'm up there on his mind, someone else will have to be down there on his left.
Well, now, look, if you're really so upset about this, maybe Mr. Henderson and I can leave for Mexico a little earlier. I'll ask him at lunch.
No, ma'am, I couldn't let you be there.
Well, then what about Bill?
Well, I just have to take my chances, Miss Alice. After all, I just got 2 things to worry about.
2 things?
Uh-huh. 1, that Bill puts temptation behind him. And 2, that Bill doesn't have eyes in the back of his head. Care for anything else for you, folks?
No, not for me, Beulah.
No, for me, either. That was a wonderful lunch, Beulah.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Harris.
Alice, by the way, honey.
Yes.
And Beulah.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid there'll be a little change in our vacation plan.
Change? What sort of change, dear?
Instead of leaving on the 15th, I think we'll leave on the 1st instead.
On the 1st, Miss Harris?
Yeah, the 1st. I just hope that won't interfere with your plans, Beulah.
Well, if this isn't a coincidence.
It is?
Beulah would rather leave on the 1st anyway.
Well, now, isn't that fine? That is a coincidence.
Yeah, and I got a hunch this coincidence is being coinced on purpose.
What do you mean, Beulah?
You're just doing this for my sake, aren't you, folks?
Oh, now that's ridiculous.
Why, of course it is. No, you see, I decided to go to Mexico earlier because of the bullfight. Yeah. Yeah, right now happens to be the start of the bull season.
It sure is.
Well, Beulah, I know we just talked about this morning, but really, it is a coincidence.
Folks, I'd hate to think that you changed your plans on account of me.
Why, now that's just sheer nonsense. We're not doing this for you at all.
Why, of course not. We're not doing this for you.
Well, okay, folks. But even though you're not doing this for me, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for not doing it.
A big department store, Beulah. We can find 10 of nice bathing suits and sun suits here.
Yeah, there's a beachwear section, Oreo. Come on.
You know, it's sure we'll see that they have some pictures so you can be up and see them at the same time as Bill.
Yeah, they're the sweetest people in the whole world.
Yeah. Of course, my boss, Mr. Perrin, was very nice about it when I asked for vacation, too.
He was?
Uh-huh. He not only told me to take a nice, long vacation, he told me he didn't care if I ever came back, either.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Yeah, in fact, Mrs. Perrin even told me a nice place to go on a vacation. On a vacation.
He did?
Uh-huh. He said I ought to love it there. And he'd be very happy if I went there, too.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh. By the way, honey, where's Ma?
Oh, never mind about Mr. Perrin now. We got to find some nice summer things so we can look real attractive to us at the lodge.
Oh, honey, look. That's something that'd be perfect for me to get a man with.
You mean that yellow strapless bathing suit?
Uh-uh.
The blue one?
Uh-uh.
Then what are you looking at?
That bad chap in the sporting goods section.
Oh, for goodness sake, Oriole. Look over here. Don't you see that nice style on those dummies?
Well, that doesn't prove anything, honey. Just because it looks good on a dummy doesn't prove it looks good on me.
Believe me, honey, that's proof positive. Let's see if we can find something you like here.
Good afternoon, ladies. May I help you?
We'd like to buy some bathing suits.
Oh, well, here are some suits that just came in. Lovely two-piece models, see?
Is that all there is to them?
Yes.
Got any eight-piece models?
Oh, you needn't worry about this suit, madam. It's specifically designed to show off the right places and conceal the wrong places.
Well, that doesn't make any difference to Beulah. On her, even the right places are the wrong places.
Never mind.
Really, madam, this is the very latest style. It's absolutely guaranteed to knock a man dead.
Oh, did you hear that, honey?
Yeah, but who wants a bathing suit that'll knock a man dead? I want one that'll put a little life in him.
Well, maybe you ought to wear it backwards.
I assure you, madam, this bathing suit will be most attractive to the men.
By the way, can I ask you a pretty personal question?
Well, what is it?
Are you married?
No, I'm still single.
How about the other sales girl over there? Is she married?
Yes, she is.
Then would you mind if she waited on us? As long as I'm going to get advice on how to attract a man, I might as well get it from someone who made the grade.
Oh, Beulah, these things you bought for your vacation are lovely. Oh, I'm sure Bill will be just crazy about them, too.
Well, I hope he is crazy about them, Miss Alice. In fact, I hope he goes completely out of his mind and proposes.
Well, you never know. Maybe this vacation will do the trick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy about this whole thing. And I want to thank you and Mr. Harrigan for changing your vacation so me and Bill can be together.
Oh, there's Bill now. You go on and tell him the good news, Bill.
Yeah. Wait till he hears I can leave on the 1st of July with him.
It's Bill, baby. The man who's got a kiss like the kick of a mule.
Well, step right in, you, and start kicking.
Well, how are you today, my little peach?
Oh, just peachy, honey.
Hey, what's that you got on there, baby?
Oh, it's my new beach robe, Bill. Mm-hmm. I was showing it to Miss Alice. Do you like it?
Why, honey, you look like $1,000,000.
I do, Bill.
Yeah. That's quite a role you got there.
Bill Jackson!
I'm just teasing my little honey bunch. Oh, that beach will fit you swell. And I like them beach slippers on, too.
Well, I'm glad you like all this stuff, honey, because I got a big surprise for you.
A surprise?
Yeah. The folks have changed their vacation plans, and now I can leave for the lodge on the first after all. That's why I bought all this beach stuff. Mm. So I look real nice lying there near my big, handsome lifeguard. Isn't that just perfect?
Well, baby, that's perfect except for one thing.
What's that?
Well, I just arranged to be the lifeguard up at Sweet Isle on July the 15th instead of July the 1st.
What?
Well, I wanted to be with you, baby. You said you had a month off starting July 15th.
Oh, no. And as the folks change their vacation plans and everything, now you're still going to be up alone up there with all those single men chasing women.
Well, honey, I can't ask them to change me back again. I lose my chance for this free vacation.
Oh, I'm not blaming you, Bill. I guess there's only one thing I can do now. Sit home and worry about the weather.
Worry about the weather?
Yeah. Whether or not you're doing what I'm worrying about.
We're listening to The Beulah Show from June 27th of 1950 over the...